our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Happy Monday to you. Thank you for taking 30 minutes of your Monday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're going to get right to where we were at church yesterday. And the sermon you're going to hear is entitled, The Offense of the Cross. And we're in Galatians. We're in chapter 5. Again, Paul defending his credentials. Paul angry at these guys for turning away so soon. Remember, he said in chapter 3, he said, I marvel that you are so soon removed. He said, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed among you as crucified. See, as soon as he left town, the Judaizers crept in the back door and started with the, now salvation by grace alone, through faith alone is not enough, but you need to keep Torah. You need to be circumcised. Now that one point is where we're going to pick it up here today. We're going to hear the Pharisee, the son of the Pharisee, condemn the teaching that you need to be circumcised while the whole Old Testament revolved around that. Paul is saying, no, not anymore. There's been a change in covenants. This is what the entire New Testament is. You read it in the book of Hebrews. There's been a change of covenants. You're no longer under the old covenant. And people back in the first century had a problem with that. And that's what he's been dealing with in this letter to the churches of Galatia. And that's where we're going to pick it up. Matter of fact, we'll let this intro play tomorrow as well. So if it's Tuesday, you'll hear the same intro, different message. The 35-minute sermon will play over Monday and Tuesday. This Wednesday, we're in midweek Bible study. Love to see you. We are in... Actually, we'll be looking at the opposite thing. We'll be looking at how Israel's still the apple of God's eye. Israel's God is not done with the nation of Israel, whom he foreknew. We'll be looking at the fullness of the Gentiles and blindness upon Israel. Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. If you can't join us on Facebook Live at Island Community Church, or join us on the app, Island Community Church FL. Either one of those will turn on right at 6 o'clock Wednesday night. Here in the meantime, God bless you all. Have a wonderful day. Peace of Jesus Christ to you. Thanks for taking the time with me today. Let's get into the Word of God now.
Now this one takes the cake. This is from the NLT translation. It says, so Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure that you stay free. And don't get tied up again in slavery to the law. That means don't let anyone come to you and say, no, if you want to be right with God, you've got to keep rules. You got to come to this church every Wednesday night or burn. Rules, whatever. This is what happened to the Jews. They kept making up more rules and more rules and more rules. And it's for freedom that Christ has set us free. Make sure that you stay free, he says. Don't get tied up again in slavery. So you know what? To be honest, I pity the fool that would ever try to put you people here in this church under bondage. And to try to force you to live back under the law. This church here is loaded for bear, am I right? I pity the fool that comes in here and tells you that yarn. And lie and deceive the body of Christ here and tell you guys you need to keep rules to be right with God. You see, you keep rules anyway, right? Because like I said in Sunday school, as they hear it on the Wizard of Oz, you've got something they haven't got. You've got the ability to keep rules anyway, because The Holy Spirit lives inside of you now, and he didn't live inside of them. But you can't keep rules to be right with God. All right, now Paul's on a roll. Not only are they and you not under the law, he's now going to make mincemeat out of the most important law of all of the Old Testament. Listen, he says, verse 2, indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you people become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. The whole Old Testament revolves around that. And Paul was a Pharisee. Listen to how it goes in the Old Testament. Genesis chapter 17, verse 12. For the generations to come, every male among you, 8 days old, must be circumcised, including those born in your household or bought with money from a foreigner, who are those who are not your offspring. Whether born in your house or born with your money, they must be circumcised. My covenant in your flesh is to be an everlasting covenant. Any uncircumcised male who has not been circumcised will be cut off from his people because he has broken my covenant. And now here comes this former Pharisee, and he hits us with this. I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, that's for the purpose of keeping the law to be right with God, then Christ is useless to you. Throw him out. Don't you people get it? He's saying, the days of keeping rules in order to be right with God are gone. You are now right with God based on your faith in his Son, Jesus Christ. And yet, like I said before, you'll now keep rules without even thinking about it because you've got something they haven't got. You've got the Holy Spirit. They didn't have it. This is not an excuse to sin. But people, going all the way back to Adam, when God said, see that tree there? Don't touch that. The rest is history. Now, as we find out in Sunday school, you love God with all your heart. Love your neighbor. And now it's your desire to do those things anyway, because you have a new nature. Man, I love that sermon on the.
Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, and good morning or good afternoon, maybe if you're tuned in at 5:30. Hey, if you've tuned in at 5:30, why don't you point that car towards Island Community Church? You've got 28 and a half minutes to make it to church to be in time for one of the greatest portions of Scripture in all the Bible, Romans chapter 11, verse 24, 25, 26, blindness in part. How does it go again? Blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. That's where we're going to be at this night, this evening here. 6 o'clock, Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. We'd love to see you. If you're listening in on the morning, why don't you come join us tonight? If you can't make it, we'll be live on Facebook, Island Community Church Facebook page. We'll be live on the app, Island Community Church FL for Florida, because there's more than one. That app will turn on as well at 6 o'clock here tonight. Why don't you join us? We're going to have a high time in the Word. If you join us on Facebook, you can ask questions. My wife will read them to me, and I'll do my best to try to answer them. Love to see you. Okay, here today, I picked one out from the archives here. We're going to hear, actually not from that long ago, from our series in 1 John somewhat recently. This sermon is entitled Test the Spirits. And more on this weekend with what's going on as the weekend approaches. We're in Galatians chapter 5. Actually, my sermon is the fruits of the Spirit this week. How do you know if you possess it? How do you know? It's like if a Christian was a tree, what kind of fruit would grow on him or her? That's what we're going to be looking at. More on that, though, as the weekend approaches. Here today, 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, is test the spirits as to whether or not they are of God. That's where we're going to be here today and tomorrow. Love to see you out to church tonight or join us on Facebook or on the app. Here's part one of this message, test the spirits. Okay, great. There we go. We're up to chapter 4 this morning in the book of 1 John. I've learned a lot since studying for this series. John is one tough dude, we've learned, isn't he? I mean, he pulls no punches. He holds nothing back. Jesus called him Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, along with his brother James. John has told us every week that if we don't exhibit some particular quality, we're either a liar or we're not saved or we're a child of the devil. Every week. Hasn't it been that way? Every week? Well, today, unfortunately, is not going to be any different. But remember, if you get mad, I didn't write the book. I'm just the preacher. I'm just the preacher. Now, let's see where we end up today. Keep in mind, though, everything that you hear is absolute truth. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. It says, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets
have gone out into the world. All right, key to understand, he's not talking about a disembodied spirit. You're not to speak to the spirit that follows you around, who's been on your trail since you went to that place that you shouldn't have gone to last week, or at a spirit that you picked up in the supermarket, or the territorial spirit that Satan has assigned to you to try to trip you up. He's not telling you to speak to that spirit. This is referring to the spirit that's in a person. Beloved, do not believe every spirit. Besides that, spirits don't speak. Spirits will speak through a man or through a woman. Again, beloved, do not believe every spirit. Pastor Darren said this in Sunday school this morning. I said, man, oh man, God's got us right on the same page. Be careful, what you hear might not be truth. Don't believe everything you hear. One of the favorite sayings I hear in the African-American churches I have on the radio, one of their favorite figures of speech is, the devil is a liar. And that ain't no figure of speech. That's the truth. Don't believe everything you hear, but test the spirits to see whether or not they are of God. Then he tells us why. See, the word is because, you see? Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. In other words, because there'd be a whole lot of liars out here in the world today, you need to test them. And here's how. Verse 2, see the two words there? It says, by this. This is how you do it now. He's going to show you how to do it. How do you test the spirit that's inside someone? By this, you know the spirit of God, colon. Here comes your list. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Now, I've got a new way. Let me give you another way to understand this, an Esposito colloquialism. Here it is. Everyone who confesses that Jesus is the real deal is of God. Easier to understand, right? Everyone who confesses that Jesus is the real deal is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus is the real deal is not of God. Look where it's from, though. Now remember, this is John writing this, not me. John's calling you the devil, not me. Remember that today. He says, well, again, every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. So that is all deniers out here. Funny, it's not just one of those things if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, huh? It's a little deeper than that we're finding out here. It's not just one of those things if you don't believe. It's a little deeper than that. You're in greater trouble than you think if you are a Christ denier. John says you've been infected with a spirit. Sort of like a vaccination. You know what happens when they give you a vaccine? They give you a little bit of the thing that you don't want to get. And John is saying, to put in modern, everyday, 2021 terms, everyone out here that doesn't believe in Jesus Christ is vaccinated, is what he's trying to tell you. By the Antichrist. You've got your Antichrist vaccination. No thanks, right, Brent? I'll pass on that one. You can take my job from me. That's all right. Okay, let me move on. Every person who does not confess, that's the word homologeo, that means to agree with you, to agree with one, or speak the same thing. Everyone who does not agree with you that the Messiah has come and gone is not of God. And to make matters worse, John wrote, this is the spirit of the Antichrist, and it's already in the world. So again, take this spiritual truth in this morning. This text is saying, everyone out here today who denies that Jesus is the real deal because their grandmother told them, or if you're Jewish and you come from a history of 2,000 years of chuckles saying, we're waiting for the Messiah, we'll know when he comes. There's more to that denial than what you realize. It's not just one of those things. Everyone who denies that Jesus is who he said he was is not a true Christian. Much worse than that, they're infected with a virus that no vaccine in the world will ever cure you of. They're infected with the spirit of Antichrist. So how do you test the spirit? Remember, the spirit inside a person. How do you do that? And as always, you'll know any devil out there by what they believe about regarding Jesus Christ. That's always the test. Which is why every year I love to teach the doctrine of Christ. That is, what do you believe about Jesus? And anyone out here that doesn't fall in line with this list will fail the test. Matter of fact, John even tells us in 2 John, the next book over, verse 9, he says, whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and Son. All right, so here it goes. Remember, test the spirits. He's commanded us. Test these spirits. If I die or if something happens to me and you're going to hire another pastor, test the spirits. You don't just hire them because of what school they've gone to. You test them to see what they believe about Jesus. That's the test. What do you believe about Jesus? Right? Here's my list. Test the spirits as to whether or not they are of God. Number one, Jesus Christ is born of a virgin. Do you believe, Mr. Christian? Do you believe, potential pastor, that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin? Do you believe it or not? You see, there's a built-in safety for us, and that is these people, they cannot lie when it comes to this. That's why John says, no one can come to you and say, Paul said it, I'm sorry, no one can say that Jesus is Lord unless if they belong to God. They just something in them, they can't get up and lie to you regarding this list. Born of a virgin, do you believe it? Okay, now these are all listed on the handout here. Every one of these scripture verses to back what I'm saying to you. This one here is Matthew 1:23. Behold, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call his name, right, or Jesus, and he will save his people from their sins. Number two, Jesus never sinned. These are the questions you ask someone who wants to be a pastor. These are the questions you ask if you're going to test the spirits in someone. Jesus never sinned. Do you believe that? You believe that, Ron?